This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Times, they are a-changing.
Oh, write that down.
It's coming slow.
What happened?
But there's a town that hasn't spent a dime on this in over a century.
Yeah.
They're finally opening up their wallets. And it's out of necessity. This isn't the only town that's going to have to do it, Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is how the folks who live there are going to handle it.
Yep.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Tommy, we know that the numbers for volunteer firefighters are way down.
Right.
Like down, down.
Mm-hmm.
Like
for years.
Like your mom going down.
Jesus.
I know. That's how down it is.
It's terrible to say that about my mother.
And there are several reasons.
Yeah.
Right? Lack of time for people, fewer homeowners of volunteering age in towns, mm-hmm. cost of becoming a volunteer, which we were surprised to hear some people have to pay to do it.
Well, you got to train these guys.
Yeah. And most local departments are having a hard time recruiting, mm-hmm. so much so that Honeywell Falls is doing something for the first time in 140 years.
So what are they doing?
They are going to start paying firefighters.
So they got to raise their taxes.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Property taxes to pay.
Okay, so before we get to your old man mm-hmm. takes, just so everybody knows, the Honeywell Falls All-Volunteer Fire Force mm-hmm. was founded in 1885, and it's been volunteer from that point. But in a letter last month,
two of those guys just retired.
In a letter last month to mm-hmm. residents, the village said they are hiring per diem firefighters to supplement their volunteer force. Those folks will be on from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's when they say the time to get volunteers is the hardest. And that makes sense,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right?
Yeah,
everyone's
work
at work. Yeah.
Yeah.
The village says they don't really have a choice, but what is funny and also brave, the mayor of Honeywell Falls leaves his email address.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number to his office in this letter that he releases to the town for people that have suggestions other than paid firefighters.
What, longer hoses?
What?
I would love to see
you.
Some of those ideas. What you got to do is you got to build a robot.
Wait, Catalano wrote him a letter about a robot?
I didn't know he lived out that way.
Like, if anyone from Honeywell Falls is listening, can we please, please, please have access to those ideas? We'll make a bit out of it. We'll put music under it.
Oh, yeah.
This has to happen, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's going to happen across the country. You're going to have you're going to have to raise property taxes to pay for this service, which never made sense to me that this was volunteer to begin with.
Yeah.
Phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263. Because you're right, we've had this discussion before.
Yeah.
But when we had the discussion, the question isn't it. The question wasn't if. The question was when.
Well, you get forced into it.
Okay. And bigger towns already do this. Mm-hmm. They have a handful of full-time firefighters they mix in with the volunteers. Mm-hmm. But Honeywell Falls, breaking 140 years of tradition to do this, kind of shows you how bad of a situation we are in.
Mm-hmm.
What is surprising to me...
What's that?
Towns can just, like, do this. I thought they would have to, like, vote.
Oh, you know like they mean? Can just like, say, now we're paying people.
Or, well, you've got to maintain the service. So, vote all... I mean, how would you not... Why would it be put to a vote?
You also have to maintain a school district, and they vote on those budgets.
Yeah, but it's not like...
Oh, here I mean, we go.
They're not
here
volunteers, though.
Civic Tommy's coming through.
But like, you can't have a safety issue on a like that.
Sure you can. There are things that count for safety that are included in budgets that get voted down.
That'd
for
be like saying, hey, we need fire extinguishers and sprinklers in the school. Let's have a vote. They're not going to vote on that. That's required.
I thought you. I mean, look,
they
get what
probably
you're
have to require a certain amount of bodies to do this.
And if there's nobody there, then you don't. You're stuck.
Help yourself to the truck.
I just found it weird that a town like we've been talking forever. Yeah. Like, how can we do this? And we always assume that the town would have to vote whether or not to pay firefighters.
We thought there were some hoops you had to jump through to get there. Mm.
Like if this did have to come to a vote, let's say the town agrees is going to pay a full time firefighter team. It's all full-time paid.
I think they are paid.
Okay. Think of another town.
So a town is going to go all professional firefighters, no volunteers.
And they're going to put it up for a vote. Would that pass? Do you think it would pass?
Probably not.
I'm making the money.
I know. Probably not, but you're a goddamn fool to vote that thing down. It's your life, man.
I agree with you. Just, why did you say like that? You're a goddamn fool.
You are. You a fool if you don't vote for this.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Goddamn
well,
fool.
Well, and it always seems like the smaller the town, the more they're affected by this, and the more like outside, like the further they are away from other places that could help out. So when you're like isolated like that, you don't have a choice, I would guess.
And nobody can say, well, nobody wants to do this anymore when most of us never did it in the first place.
The volunteer stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
They say, well, you know, guys just don't want to do it, even though I never did it. Guys should do it. It's not for me. You know, I'm busy.
No, but what I found most interesting about that take, yeah. And again, we're talking about Honeyway Falls for the first time in 140 years, since 1885. They are going to have paid firefighters. They're going to hire some on a per diem.
Professionally trained.
Yeah, per diem. I would hope so. I hope you're not just paying, you know, this guy Steve says he's good with a hose. They're going to have per diem firefighters to add to their volunteer corps, and they say it's because they're having a hard time coming up with volunteers, especially between the hours of 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. But going back to what you just said.
What is that?
The most surprise, I expect whenever we talk about the volunteer thing, yeah. to have those takes from guys that were volunteer firefighters. Like, I did it. You need to do it, too. Mm-hmm. Right? Every guy we've talked to that has volunteered said, yeah, I totally get why guys aren't volunteering right now, why women aren't volunteering right now. They talked about the time that they had to put in, why they ended up getting out of it. Like, even the folks that did it are understanding why everyone's in the situation that we're in right
it's
now.
It's super dangerous. Yeah.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Sasquatch. Hey, Sasquatch, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so... Hey. I mean, how many people are they honestly going to hire for the 3-4?
I don't have a number in front of me, bud.
Right. So, I mean, you're only looking at maybe $180,000 a year because they're probably only going to pay these guys $60,000.
Are you doing a lot of probablys here?
Yeah, we have no idea.
Listen.
I call myself Sasquatch. I know a thing or two. I'm sorry. You were saying, buddy. Go ahead.
Right. So... So honestly, so they're. I mean, if you think about it, how many guys are they honestly going to have on during the day? So I mean, I grew up in Fairport, where everybody's probably or is volunteer, except for like maybe a couple guys they have on all the time. So they're not. It's Honeyway Falls. It's not that big of a town.
No, but to that point, look at.
But
it
you
the
still
other
need
way.
Bodies there, and I guess that's. I mean, if they don't have anybody there,
and let's talk about a small village. You're right. It's a small village, so that would mean any amount of money would hit them harder than another place. So you're right. 180,000. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Sasquatch,
no,
ladies.
Sorry.
Are you done?
I cut you off. My apologies.
How dare you, Sasquatch? No, so, I mean, yes, any amount of money, depending on the size of the town, is going to have an effect. Now, I don't know how big an effect. I'm just surprised that we got this quickly to this point where guys are like, all right, we got to pay. Mm-hmm. We got to pay.
No, I know. But my point I was trying to get at was, so if everybody's property taxes go up to cover this, it's going to go up maybe $3.
But that's with most stuff, and that's what's so funny.
And that's what still chaps everybody's ass.
Exactly. Like, you'll have a school budget that increases your property
really
taxes by...
I see it, though, in that it's not like it's something like, well, we have to build a, you know, we have to put in a whole new department so everybody's property tax is going to go up $10,000. It's already there. The stuff is already there. You're just paying for bodies. So everybody's property tax is going to go up $3-4 a year just for that.
I get your point. I agree with what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. But we also have to look down the road at a potential. These towns are going to have to go fully paid firefighters at some point. Because Tommy's right. Tommy's, and that's where the issue.
That's where the bigger bank's going to come from.
I think at that point the state might step in, and you might make it a state position. Where they get state pensions like a DPW.
Yeah, but that's going to cost even more money. I'm making the money, so I can't
see it. It's all tax money.
We'll find a way to cover it. Don't worry about it.
All right, great. Sasquatch, thank you for the call. Great point made by a man calling himself Sasquatch.
I double-checked. I was like, did you say Sasquatch?
I don't get what I don't understand.
I think you were both agreeing on the same point.
But I think he's also underestimating that the issue a lot of people
down
have,
the road.
This is just the beginning of the road we're going down as far as what it's going to cost you.
And like I think we're also underestimating what the entire cost, if you have to put paid firefighters in every suburb of every city in the greater Rochester or in New York State, that's a ton of money.
And that's a ton of calendars you're going to have. Think of that.
Damn it, the cameras are off because the computer blew up and we got Kimmy's sexy shirtless husband behind me. We support. We support our shirtless sexy firefighters.
Right. We do.
One specifically.
It's always August in this room.
Yeah. Hot. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. It's just more people agreeing they would pay for firefighters. Mm. All right, so maybe we're overestimating how many people would have an issue.
Yeah, usually people don't get too upset about more taxes.
It is funny, man. Like, people have problems with schools and school administrators and things that. People have problems with politicians. We're watching that happen right now. Right. There have been issues with police departments, right? They go back and forth. You rarely hear folks having problems. Well, there's not a song called F the Fire Department.
Well, when it comes to, you know, voting on budgets and things, like, you hear people, I don't have kids that went through the school system. That doesn't affect me. This, this, and this, I'm never going to use. This is one of those things that's going to affect literally everybody that lives in the town, right? Like, at some point, you could need this. You don't know.
Yeah.
But when you do need it, you want it.
When that fire touches
your ass. As soon as possible.
When that fire touches your ass.
You know it, man. And the fire don't care whose ass it touch. They don't discriminate.
And they respond to, you know, medical emergencies, too. So it's not even just like, my house is never going to.
Rich man's ass burns the same as a poor man.
Do you think you're saying profound things right now?
Burn, baby, burn. Burn that ass.
Look, to wrap it all up, with Honeyway Falls saying they're going to be paying firefighters per diem just to add a couple of folks because their volunteer ranks are down and they need these people. In the grand scheme of things, this is better for everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
It creates more jobs. It helps people afford to live in these towns, right? Like, if you have someone that you hire, to be a Honeyway Falls firefighter, I would assume that person would want to live near where he is.
By the way, it'd be a selling point if you're trying to sell your house if you have a fully functioning professional fire department. Your property values would probably go up.
Oh, for God's sakes. But I think what nobody talks about,
what's that?
It would give younger folks that do volunteer a job to strive for.
Oh, yeah.
Which meaning in the long run, this could actually increase your volunteer population.
You could put out your own house.
Meaning you wouldn't have to pay as many people. Because if I'm an 18 to 24-year-old kid right now, and your husband did this as a grown person, right? Like it was some kind of reality show going through the fire department training. Yeah. But if I'm 18 to 24 and I know there's a better chance for me to get a job in this field because every town is paying people, I would be much more likely to work for free than if I was doing it out of the kindness of my heart.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Because you know there's a goal.
Like, in paying these people, it might actually make you not have to pay as many people.
Look at that.
Maybe.
Fantastic.
I don't know. Sasquatch said my mask sucks, so who knows?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You never hear about something like this in Rochester.
Oh, very unique, huh?
And maybe, Tommy, with your background, you can fill us in.
Yeah.
Because in one way, this sounds awesome. You're peace and quiet and you're on your own.
We don't love that.
But on the other hand, why the hell aren't you sleeping in your house, bro? You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from Webster.
What happened?
About 2 weeks ago, the Monroe County Sheriff's Department were called to Empire Boulevard for reports of a boat fire.
Damn.
Must have been at the marina.
There's boats down right at the base of the bay.
Boats are at the base of the bay. Right. When they got there, they spoke to the owner of the boat. And it turns out he was there the whole time.
Okay.
He told authorities he was sleeping on the boat when he woke up and smelled a strange odor.
Damn.
He then says he saw a flame on the side of the boat. He opened the boat canvas. The flame got even bigger. He was the only one on the boat at the time.
Thank God.
But police say he did have two registered firearms that were lost in the fire on his boat. He is okay, okay, thank goodness. And authorities say there is nothing suspicious about this story at this time.
But how the boat caught on fire?
Nothing suspicious about the boat.
Because the boat wasn't, the boat was docked.
I think so. It doesn't say it was docked, but I would assume.
You said he was sleeping, so it means the boat wasn't running. He's sleeping, and it caught on fire.
Sleeping on the boat, on the bay.
All right.
Yes, you got
sure.
it.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Is sleeping on a boat in the bay cool?
Very cool. Like, living on a boat would be cool.
Okay, all right. The phone number is 252-WCMF. Kimmy now also has boat experience because you share that stupid reality show. What's it called?
Loser Hour.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Don't
besmirch the deck.
He got so mad. You can't see his face, but he was like, it's blue. Wait a minute. It was a setup
You're going to be mean.
So I've known a couple of guys that have lived on boats.
Okay.
And it's always been romanticized in like TV shows and movies.
Yeah.
Because the famous one I could think of was Miami Vice. When Don Johnson, did you ever see the show?
Yeah. Bits and pieces.
Do you remember he lived on a sailboat with a pet alligator on his boat?
Yeah, I thought everyone in Miami did
that. Yeah, pretty much, right? But they always romanticize. It's like, you know, you're living free, man. You could just, you could just like cast a line and cruise, man.
Living on a boat is cool if that's what you chose to do.
Okay.
Living on a boat may be sad if that was your only option.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, no, it makes
like
perfect
sense.
Like,
if you chose, like, this is the kind of lifestyle I want to live.
The boating
life. But if it's down to, like, well, all I can afford is this boat, so I guess this is where I live now.
Right,
let me rephrase the question, right, then. Yeah. Let me rephrase the question, because you guys are both thinking Below Deck. You're thinking Miami Vice. I get that's cool. Is a man from the greater Rochester area doing a houseboat sleepover, super cool or super sad?
Rochester, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like my first thought when I saw this story.
Cool, I guess, in the summertime.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're going to run out of summer, but you haven't run out of a miserable life yet.
That's the tagline for Below Deck. Or as I call it, the Loser Hour. Do you not have a house? Because I would
like to know. Like, if you have somewhere else to go.
You got it. Like, if you have another place to sleep and you slept on the boat, you made a choice, I guess that's cool, right?
But if you got kicked out and you're on the boat,
Well, because like Dan just wrote us on Twitter, divorced guy move out is only option is boat. But you could be in worse places. Is boat better than like singles apartment? You know, you were a very pro boat sleep until just now.
Well, only because like but this is down your house.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do laundry. You got to, like, eat. You got to go to the bathroom. Like, boats are kind of temperamental. So, like.
Not when they're parked, though.
It ain't going to be fun.
Okay.
For a long term. If it's a crap-ass boat.
Because, like, based on one other detail in the story, it may lead us to the answer we have. Was this a sleepover? Was he living there? He had two registered handguns on the boat.
Yeah. Which means, like, I got to protect my home.
And, like, you wouldn't carry two registered handguns with you at all time unless you were living in the Old West.
Yeah, or you're pretty vulnerable sitting in a boat at night.
Not the safest place to reside.
Okay, so, like, was he living there? Mm. All right, see, you're having a hard time here.
I've seen people live out of stuff, and it does sound romantic.
To your point, I don't know how common it is here, though.
What?
This guy Dan really wants it. He goes, Tony Soprano's side chick was on a boat. Thank you, Dan.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Thank you. So put that in your radio show and figure it out. All right, let me, because you're torn here because you love boats, but you also think this is super sad. I can see
it
in your face.
But he also finds it romantic at the same time.
All right.
It's a weird side by side.
There's a way we can get into the center of Tommy's brain to figure out if he thinks this is cool or sad.
Do we want to dive into Tommy's brain?
You do it every day.
They pay him for something. We got to get the money out.
Jump in.
Again, we're talking about this story. Happened out in Webster. Police say there was a boat fire. They got down to the boat fire, found the man who was on the boat when it happened. He was okay, thank God. But it turns out he'd been sleeping on the boat. Says he was awoken, smelled a strange odor, pulled back the canvas. Boat flame gets even bigger.
Fire.
All right. Seahawks buddy that we have.
Yeah,
just putting a face to a name. Mm. You find out that he is now living full time on a boat in the bay in Webster.
Okay.
Would you think that guy was sad?
Yes.
So that's your answer.
Yeah, because he kind of,
Okay.
So.
I thought you don't even want to think about it. Yes.
So I knew a dude. He had moved to Florida when I was like just started on the grocery business. He was an adult man. Okay. He'd come down from, like, I want to say Michigan or Ohio. Not that serial killer, but another guy.
Thank you for clearing that up.
And he drove a Corvette.
Okay.
And he was basically, he was running from something, because that's how Florida be in the 70s. He had a Corvette with everything he owned in it. It wasn't much.
Okay.
And then he slept on the beach at night, took a shower in one of those shower stall areas in the morning.
Gotcha.
And then came to work. And then just kind of hung out all day, drank beer, smoked pot, whatever.
Sounds pretty cool.
It looked pretty cool, but after a while when you saw the guy, it looked pretty pathetic when he was going back to his beach
night. Like, I'll be honest with you right now. I got 2 hockey games.
Yeah, I know.
My wife's got a thing this weekend. My other daughter's got tennis. That sounds pretty cool.
It's way cool until it rains. Then you won't need that shower in the morning.
Okay, well, then you're saving
time. Like, when the weather turns, like, think about being on a boat during a storm.
Okay.
Yeah. And we get storms. How about those tornadoes and water spouts that show up?
You're right.
And all of a sudden, ooh, I got to leave my house.
You're right. You're absolutely right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We may now have some inside information about this specific story.
Oh, all right.
Because Tom is on CMF. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good, Tom. Who you got, bro?
That's funny. You guys are talking about my brother's boat.
So wait, this was your brother in the story?
Yeah.
All right, does he live on the boat?
Well, he stays down there during the summer.
Okay.
So, obviously, but it's not every day, too. He's got an apartment.
Okay.
So he's not like a boat.
A boat bum?
You know, he doesn't live
boat
on
bum. The boat. All right, so Tom, so he's okay, right? Everything's good?
Yeah, it actually happened at 1 in the morning, I guess, from what he told me, and he smelled smoke. And luckily, you know, he wasn't drinking too heavily that night. So.
All right, so Tom, let me ask, if you don't mind me asking a couple personal questions, would that be okay?
I mean, I guess if you want, I mean, it depends on what they are. If I
laugh. Well, I don't like that. All right, so Tom, how old's your brother?
I think he's 49.
Oh, 49. All right, so he's an older cat. Yeah. Is he in a relationship at the moment?
No, he was, but he's got a bunch of chicks, but I mean, he goes out to the bar all the time.
All right, here's my question.
Glad you're not giving us too much pertinent information on your brother.
Can we have a social security number, please? Tom, does the houseboat get him laid?
Absolutely.
All right, there's your answer.
So it's a legitimate houseboat?
It was a 32 footer, you know, so he could live on it. He had a shower up. You know, the food and everything. But,
so it's got a crapper, it's got a kitchen?
Yeah, that's actually what started the fire was the crapper, they think.
Well, what did he eat?
That's funny. The motor went bad or something. They were
my
thinking.
Favorite laugh of all time. All right, well, Tom, tell your brother we're glad he's okay.
Yeah.
And I think Tommy wants to come have a sleepover when the boat gets fixed.
Tommy wants to.
Yeah, he's actually looking at $100,000 boats. We were just out at the bar the other night.
Damn!
The boat he's looking at is pretty, I mean, it's a pretty nice boat he was just looking at.
All right, Tom invites you, Tom's brother Tommy invites you over on his $100,000 boat for a sleepover night. You going?
Not doing a sleepover.
Hey,
stop by for a drink.
And if any chicks out there want to get laid, you know, hit Jay up.
If any chicks want to get laid, that should work. I don't see why that wouldn't work.
It will. You know there's dock bunnies.
Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Tell your brother we're glad he's okay.
Good luck with his new boat.
Man, you guys have a good day.
All right, there goes Tom. 49?
49, a little late in the boat game.
That would be a weird age. I would either picture a younger guy doing that or like older guy, you know,
like
what I mean, who wants
age.
A change of lifestyle or something. But like 49 would be a strange age to decide. I'm living on a boat part-time.
If there's any chicks that want to get laid, hit up Jay. That's a wingman.
Jay going to take care of business.
Doc Bunny's looking for a boat bum.
It's a J-Day, baby. Do my GWCMM. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, buddy, what's going on?
You know, there was Dr. Quincy who lived on the boat. I mean, you know, that's a big time guy.
Sam. Are we doing back to back Jaws references on Jeremy calls?
Yeah,
I think that's 2 days
right.
in a row.
No, it's Quincy.
MD.
Dr. Quincy.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Quincy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
TV
you're
show.
Right. You're right. I'm sorry. My
there
apologies.
Was a Captain Quincy.
My apologies.
A lot of boat talk, though.
Sorry.
My grandfather in the late 80s, the one I spoke about intimidated yesterday, founded a bass fishing organization here in Rochester. And one time I heard a conversation between him and 2 other guys, and the 2 other guys had gotten so drunk that they passed out on their boats in Lake Ontario and drifted 7 to 8 miles offshore.
Oh, my God.
This is doesn't surprise me whatsoever. I'm glad this guy is okay. His brother sounds like a riot. But yeah, falling asleep or passing out or doing whatever on a boat, whether it's a bass boat or a houseboat, doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
All right, well, Jeremy, listen, if you know any chicks that are looking to get laid, they should call up Jay.
Send them to the dock.
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, my underwear were getting a little wet. So.
Oh, for God's sake!
Jeez!
Damp Jeremy.
You know, man, I didn't think Jeremy would top the creep cat today.
I'm a little hurt. You said he was your favorite laugh. I thought I was your favorite laugh.
It's pretty similar, actually.
This is the only thing I have in this world. Right. Come on, guys. All right, bye, Dick.
Well, no, hold on. I will make you feel better before you hang up. Ah, damn it!
Right.
Well, there was a video of somebody laughing the other day on Twitter, and I had put, this is my favorite laugh of all time, and three people on Twitter were like, what about Jeremy's laugh? It sounds like a fire alarm. Like, in fact, that may be what woke up this guy on the boat.
It could save lives.
Jeremy's laugh. This could be an indication that people are not scared by this.
Oh, good.
It could also be an indication that people are scared by this, but getting a house is so hard right now, they are willing to overlook a lot of things.
So a lot of desperation.
You got it. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. In just a little while, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, and from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
We'll be in to recap Tommy's picks. We'll see what stupid, obnoxious thing Ryan will be doing
this
week.
Give the kid a break. He's very, very entertaining.
Is he?
Yeah.
Try sharing a room with him for 18 years.
Maybe I will.
So we told you that our live stream cameras exploded this morning. Literally, the computer exploded. And folks were very upset because they want to see what Ryan's doing.
Everybody's safe.
Yep. Yeah, they don't care about us. Mm. Kimmy is going to live stream the break from her phone on our YouTube channel when we get to the break. So we will let you know when to sign in if you want to see whatever the hell is going to happen, and we'll get to it, just after 9 o'clock here in the break room on CMF. One in three Americans, as we speak, are cool buying a home that was once a murder scene.
Oh, okay. You're kind of with me.
Now, I know that you're cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, are you surprised that a third of Americans...
Not right now. I think people have been willing to look past some pretty concerning things in a house to have a chance
buying
the house.
It's not like guts all over the wall.
But I don't
know.
Why,
man?
Somebody's living in OJ's house. Probably got a hell of a deal in that joint.
Nobody got killed in OJ's house.
No, the other house. But by the way, he dropped some stuff off at that house.
Okay. All right. So I get we're all on the same page here, right? But what I would love to see... Mm. If this study was done 10 years ago, what the numbers would indicate. Mm-hmm. Because if the number has skyrocketed, you're right, Kimmy. People are now willing to overlook a hell of a lot of things just to have a place to live.
Sure.
Or it could also mean that we've become more hardened to things that are happening around us.
Thank you, Netflix.
Or nothing changed. Seriously. Or nothing changed at all. Maybe it was always one in three people. And by the way, you say the house looks the same. It's not. And I can attest from personal experience.
Yeah.
I told you that a guy killed himself in the living room of the house I grew up in.
Well, at least there was some happiness in that house.
And we didn't know about it.
So you didn't even know about it?
No. We didn't know about it until after we moved in. Our neighbor, and I remember this day vividly as a kid. Mm. Our neighbor came over. He told my dad, a guy.
What a dick.
The last guy who lived there killed himself. And my dad's like, what? And he walked us into the living room.
Yeah.
And he goes, look up. And you could see in the ceiling where it had been patched up where the bullet hole went through.
Oh, wow. Okay. But
never bothered
me
as a kid.
Yeah.
There's a lot more scarier things happening in that house.
No kidding.
It may have been where the hole in the roof started. But yeah, I mean, it wouldn't bother you at all?
Nah, I mean.
You wouldn't think about it? Yeah, knowing you were standing in a room it happened in. Obviously.
Wait, in the room where it happened?
What?
The room where it happened? You didn't even see Hamilton? I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to bring everybody along here.
I wasn't following.
So you're saying a gruesome murder. Not like those really nice murders that happen sometimes, like a really nice murder.
It would bother me.
A jovial murder.
I would think about it even if just somebody died naturally in a room. That wouldn't be something that you would think about, if you were sleeping in the same bedroom they used.
But I've been to I went to a bar, one of my regular bars, but that guy died outside.
Yeah.
I mean, he just had a heart attack and died, but they're working on him. I went back there next week.
You went back in there while he was having his heart attack?
I went out and smoked a cigar.
You walked over him and went back
into
the bar?
Not over. I stepped around.
Look, I get why someone like you would be okay with this because, you watched hundreds of comedians go on stage after you where you died every single night. Just eating your own D&B with a knife and a fork.
That was my closer.
I mean,
But you're also... You have like a lot of weird stuff about you.
That I don't like murders? Is that weird?
No, but you kind of get creeped out by things. You, even though you're not spiritually connected, I think you do get spooked a lot about like things up in the that are happening around you that you can't see.
This has nothing to do with the afterlife. It has everything to do with I'm in a room where somebody's head might
come out.
The whole thing.
Something could have happened in this building is super old. Mm-hmm. There could have been some horrible things happening in this building.
Yeah, but I don't
By the
live
way,
here.
That were legal that could have happened in this building. And does it affect you every day? No.
Okay.
But again, like I'm not
a lot of spooky things happening lately.
I'm not alone with my thoughts a lot here in like the dark in the middle of the night. I don't know. Maybe I'd be more creeped out if that was the case.
Like you would hear something.
But I think it's different when you're like, you know, when it's a place you live and that's supposed to be your comfort zone, right?
Not to mention other people may know what happened. Like I'll give you an example, not to sound, you know, insensitive, but Charlie Tan, that situation. Somebody shot his father in the face in that house.
Yeah, and somebody probably knew people in that house.
And somebody bought that house.
I bet a house is gorgeous.
Okay, yeah. There are going to be people that drive by that, and will remind you, oh yeah, that's the house where, blah, 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 blah. Like, it would be a constant reminder. You think that time changes things, but not in the world we live in today, where you can look things up.
I think because it's not my particular family, I don't know these people.
Okay.
It's just a dead body. Doesn't really bother me.
The neighbors would.
Okay, that's their problem.
No, but I mean, you're going to interact with those people on a regular basis.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
But
right?
What dick neighbor is going to constantly bring up the house of death?
You would 100% do that to somebody moving
Me?
In. Yes, without question.
Super cool guy?
I mean, Kimmy, if you would you bring that up to a neighbor if they didn't know? Would you tell them?
Oh, no, I'm not going to be the one to drop that news on them.
You would absolutely tell them.
All right, so let me ask you this. So in my old neighborhood, there was a death in the neighborhood, but it wasn't a murder. She basically, the poor woman drank herself to death. As a young woman.
Yeah,
and she died in the house.
Okay.
What's that?
Wait a minute, Senza. The poor, I love how you think if you put poor there, it doesn't make the story less.
The poor, sad woman drank herself to death.
Yes.
Okay. And then the guy moved out. Somebody bought that house.
Yeah.
And she died in the house.
Okay. Did he know?
The person
the
moved
person
in?
The person who bought it.
That I don't know. I never talked to that person. But I found out through the neighbors.
I found out through
the neighbors.
Okay,
it happened even before I got there.
Sure.
So that rumor went around, but who cares, man? The poor broad couldn't handle her booze.
Fair enough. Fair
Take
enough.
A nap.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. 1 in 3 Americans currently are fine buying a home that was once the site of a murder scene.
Think of the deal you get.
And Kimmy's theory, which I kind of am with here,
what's that?
People are so desperate for a home that they'll literally overlook anything.
I will say, like, when we were house hunting a couple of years ago, we did look at quite a few homes where the owners had passed away. And at the time, it wasn't even something that crossed my mind, like, this would bother me at some point living in this house.
Still had that granny smell to it.
Well, yeah, but what if Kimmy was living in a house that an old lady was haunting, right?
What would that sound like?
Kimmy, what happened to your boobs? I bring it out every year. Come on.
Yeah, I know. It's that time of year.
It's a family tradition.
We have a weird family.
Yes, we do.
No, but like, I forgot what I was even saying. Like looking at houses, you start to, when you're in this just desperation mode of like, I just like this house and I don't care what happened to it. I could see a lot of people looking past some pretty bad things.
And I think after a while you'd forget or just become your norm.
Yeah, maybe.
Like
right.
Maybe the initial shock bothers you, but 10 years down the line, you probably don't even
think
about it.
I think you think about it more as time goes on.
You think so?
Because I think you're so excited initially to get in there and get your stuff in there and make it your own. And then, like, once you start to hear those weird noises or the house, you know, you're getting used to just those weird sounds in your house. I think, like, your brain is going to start to think about it more and more.
Nailing it today, man. Only the best comedy. Tommy taking shot at Kimmy's chest and her husband taking a dump. Number one show, ladies and gentlemen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.